Taishan, or also known as Mount Tai, is an eastern mountain of the five great mountains in the Shandong province of China. It's associated with sunrise, birth, renewal, and often regarded the foremost of the five mountains in that mountain range. Mount Tai has been a place of worship for some 3,000 years, served as the most important ceremonial centers for China. Ascending to the top of Mount Tai, Taishan, is some 7,200 steps leading to its summit. The place has been associated with mysticism and mystical happenings. In 2697, for example, the first emperor of China, Hong Dai, called the Yellow Emperor, it is claimed he had so much power that he ascended to the top of Taishan and he summoned all the spirits of the world to him on top of Taishan to proclaim his power. It's a place of mysticism to the Chinese people. Also, according to legend, if you ascend the mountain, it's them 7,000 and some steps, and you go all the way to the top, if you ascend to the top of Taishan, climbing those steps, you'll live 100 years. If I climb 7,200 steps in a day, I would not see the sun go down. I can just tell you right now. It's also said in another part of that same legend that if you climb those 7,200 steps to the top of Taishan and you lift your hands and call upon heaven, you will live to be 100 years old. False doctrine. There's a lot of false doctrine out in the world. And you know, there's nothing wrong with aspiring to be live to be 100. For many years, I've said, it's my goal to live to be 100 years old. And you know what? So far, so good. But there's no guarantee of tomorrow. You know, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment, Hebrews 9, verse 27. There are people that are led away and led astray with such thinking and think, well, if I do such as this, then I'll live to be 100 years old, or I'll live 100 years. But even if you do live that long, it won't be because of this. But if you do live that long, at some point, we will die. Remember, we are not guaranteed tomorrow. Because remember what James said in James 4, verse 13, beginning, now go to now, ye that say tomorrow, today or tomorrow, we will go to such a city, continue there a year, buy and sell, get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a time and then vanisheth away. We make plans for many years. Nothing wrong with that. But we are not even guaranteed tomorrow. We're like the mist that we see on the morning grass and will fade away in a short amount of time. Now, whether it is in death or Christ's return, here's the important thing. We will die short of Christ coming again. If we die, we are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or evil. Notice it says that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. There's a sense in which we will be judged at death. There will be those that will go into Abraham's bosom, a place of rest, peace, comfort. And there'll be others that will go into torments. We learn that from the account of the rich man and Lazarus. But should the Lord return and we do not close our eyes in the sleep of death, the Christ will return at some point. And then the book of Revelation, I do believe this is pointing to the end of time when the Lord returns. It said, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. That's the destruction of the universe. And there was no place found for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. Notice this, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We're all going to stand before God in judgment, whether it be near or whether it be far. I'd calculate it is highly likely that in 100 years, everyone in this assembly this evening will be dead. And the only thing that will be important will be, did I obey the gospel or not? Did I obey my Savior or not? Did I obey what is laid out in the New Testament to have my sin forgiven? That's all that's going to matter in 100 years. So we may read accounts like about Tishon, find it's kind of amusing almost, but sad in another sense. Those people that may actually think that they've got another day guaranteed them. But we recognize that we need to make ready for eternity. That being the case, if there's someone here that needs to obey the gospel, the old Jerusalem gospel laid out in the scriptures of the New Testament where Jesus said, unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins, John 8, verse 24. When Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3, except you repent, you will perish. Where Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 32, if you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. And then our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, verse 16. Book, chapter, and verse of a statement of the Lord Jesus Christ for the plan of salvation. And if someone is here and has obeyed the gospel in time past, and you have turned your back on the Lord, you have went into the world, you have left the church, and you need to come back, and you have sin that needs to be confessed of publicly, how do you know if that's the case? If the sin is public, the confession must be public that you had sinned, and you must ask the Lord for forgiveness. And we will pray with you, pray for you, as you, erring child of God, pray to the Heavenly Father for forgiveness. If it's a private sin, ask the Lord to forgive you. That's between you and the Lord. You bow your head, you ask the Lord to forgive you. And if it's a private sin, we have the assurance of Scripture, it'll be forgiven. But if not, if you've obeyed the gospel and it's public sin, it needs to be publicly confessed. Maybe you need the prayers of the saints for strength as we go through this pilgrimage of life, this tough old world, this world that is hell-bound, but we don't want to go along with it. So if you need the prayers of the saints, come forward as together we stand and we sing.
Beyond the gates of life so fleeting, there is for us a better home, a place where peace shall reign forever, and sighs and tears shall never come. Beyond the gates, beyond the sunset, new life immortal for us waits. We'll be at home on life's fair morning. Beyond the gates, beyond the gates, beyond the gates, beyond all sorrow, beyond the cares of earth's vain store, we'll have new joy beyond expression. Glad praise we'll sing on heaven's shore. Beyond the gates, beyond the sunset, new life immortal for us waits. We'll be at home on life's fair morning. Beyond the gates, beyond the gates, beyond the gates, in Jesus' likeness, Forevermore we shall live on. I want to meet you, Christian brother. I'll look for you when morn shall dawn. Beyond the gates, beyond the sunset, new life immortal for us waits. We'll be at home on life's fair morning. Beyond the gates, beyond the gates.